guys, so I'm back again.
Yeah.
So I know like you guys would have noticed a change in my name. I mean, since I'm back in Nigeria, I would want to adopt my Nigerian name. And yeah, Doctor. So Dr. Adobe is back on the show. And Inshira still, Inshira is still my name, which means blessing, and it's still my name, so anyone works. So yeah. Hey guys, happy new month and happy staying at home, happy social distancing. So yes, how has COVID-19 been treating you in your house? You know, I know it hasn't been easy, you know. Well, it's important to make sure that you read this season, make sure you learn, make sure you do something productive. Don't just lay at home, eat, and keep putting on weight. Girls, summer is coming. You have to have that summer body for him or for yourself or for, you know, anyone that cares. Yes, so, we all know the preventive measures for COVID-19 and all that. It's important that you wash your hands with soap. Soap is not expensive. Detergent is not expensive. Okay, so wash your hands with soap. Stay at home and save lives. That's the most important aspect. And even if you need to leave your house or you need to be like in a crowded place, make sure you get a face mask. And it's important to note that it's this, the face mask is single use and not daily use. You use once and you put it in the trash. So far, it immediately leaves your face, make sure it ends up in the trash, okay? And then, if you have to be outside, make sure you stand 6 feet away from the next person. Even... Engineer is just here laughing. Like, I don't know why you're laughing. Please, I'm trying to help my people, okay?
Am I
because right now, I'm actually practicing social distancing. Like, I have my 6 feet away from you, guys. But yeah, guys, you guys know what I mean. So, Engineer, do you have anything to say before we, move on?
I don't have anything to say exactly. Just hi. Hi.
Okay, so guys, we are jumping onto the most important, aspect of this podcast. I'm not saying that saving lives is not important, but, I'm here for a reason. And yeah, so we'll be talking about the first and most important rule of any relationship. Engineer, tell them.
Yeah, the first and the most important rule.
I know that people might think that it's commitment, but I feel like there's something that tops the list.
Yeah, there's something that comes before something.
Tell them.
You know, commitment comes after something. Something like there's a first place, and it's actually a...
Yeah.
And it's actually you shock you.
It shocked them.
It shocked now. Okay, so the first and the most important aspect of relationship is choice.
Yeah, very important choice. That person you are choosing is the person choosing you. Hello, dear. Am I shaking your table?
It shocked you.
Can you relax? Breathe in. So yeah. This is, people actually violate the first and most essential rule of any sustainable connection, that most parties, or both parties, since we're talking about two people in particular, must fully and intentionally choose each other. Not choose you because there was no other choice, not choose you because you are convenient, not choose you because they need something from you, but choose you in that, hell yes. That kind of way, like hell yes, it's you or no other person.
Yeah,
and of course you have to return that energy. There's nothing like matching energies.
Yeah,
choose
who chooses you.
That kind of thing.
You
see that thing I put up on my WhatsApp status? No go bestie person where acquaintance you. You see that thing? So lately I've been doing lots of reviews. Like, is this person I choose? Did the person choose me back? And I'm checking. I'm checking my tick boxes, and I feel like, yeah, this person chose me too.
Some of you are like, choose somebody's girlfriend or somebody's wife. What the hell are you thinking?
Hello. We've not gotten there, dear.
I did jokes to you.
So to clarify, let's define what I mean by choosing and being chosen. It's totally fine to choose friendship or a friends with benefit situation or a relationship or any shade of gray in between. I mean, whatever you want to call it. The salient point here is that both parties must be honest with themselves, you know, and each other as well, to be on the same page, you get? Aha. So if you choose that person to be your forever person and they choose you to be your for now person.
Yeah, for now.
For now.
Then you are... This is the past time.
Then you are not being chosen, fam. Omoe, you see this thing? So yeah, having chemistry with someone is like finding a great plot of land. I mean, I'm trying to be analytical, I'm trying to be practical here, okay? That you can, yeah, you find a great plot of land that you can build a castle on, or a mansion, or whatever you want to call it, an edifice, okay? So it's a good start, and it has potential, yeah? So you have your plot of land, okay? But the quality of the castle that gets built relies on the person you are building it with. Do they show up every day? Do they pay attention to the details? Are they willing to do the hard work to lay strong foundations? I mean, for every good castle or for every great house, the foundation is key, okay? So more importantly, no castle will get built unless both people show up every day and lay brick.
Every single fucking
after day. Brick. Every day, not sometimes, not three times a day, okay? Every day, or not when required. PRN, guys. Yeah, so most people find a great connection and they fall in love with the potential. And even though the castle never gets built, they can't let go of the promise of what could be, fam. So of course, as with most things in life, it's never that black and white. They do choose you sometimes, and we hold on to those moments because we want to believe, want to assume that they will choose us back. We are hoping, you know, we are just dreaming that they will choose us back. So here are some of the ways that it can seem that they are choosing you when they are not. So I've listed out, you know, several examples. So let's see how it goes. The person who has a boyfriend or girlfriend but flirts with you constantly.
The person who wants to do all the couple things with you but won't commit to you.
The person who says they love you but deceives you, cheats on you, and lies to you. Fam. Okay.
The person who stops making time for you because new shiny comes along and then they want to walk away and get all the new shiny things.
Please tell them what something new means or something shiny. Something example.
New, like a new hobby, new friends, new promotion. Maybe there's this hot boss that they got in their office, you know. And he's actually single and wants to get hooked up. Mama. And you are still a struggling guy who actually has potential, but you're not there yet. But there's this already made guy, and he's so fucking hot. Like, he actually jumped on the Don Rush challenge, and man. Oh, Jesus.
And he has beard. He's tall. His back is fine.
He's so fucking fine.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. The person who makes you feel guilty for needing them, they're always all up for fun and gets annoyed or minimizes your feelings when you are sad or upset. I mean, like, friends are supposed to be there, like, for good, for bad, for everything, fam. And this person is just choosing to hang out with you.
Whenever you're turning up, they're there. They want to come around.
Rethink it, darling.
You know? Think all about
right.
it.
All right.
The person who makes you feel like you have to apologize for what you are and with whom you can never fully be yourself with.
You see this thing? When you see the person, go con the phone.
They shock you.
So the person who doesn't even reach out at all, I mean, you have to be the one making effort, putting energy into all that. Dead that relationship. Burn it, cremate it. Thank you.
The person who says all the wonderful things but only responds when they feel like,
hey,
they only there is just say you look hot, you look nice, you are good at studies, you are good at you dress, your car is nice, you know.
It's
your
okay. ATM. Engineer, please
let me take it easy.
Okay, the person who loves talking about themselves but is never curious about you or has any desire to celebrate your life.
You.
The person will just say, I got a car. You just be there doing
Yes, man. I'll be yes.
You've been on that table, Abby. As engineer said, he shock you.
He shock you.
I don't know.
Okay. The person who apologizes profusely but keeps repeating the same mistakes. Mm. No, they are not mistakes. The person is just selfish.
The
just
person is foolish.
Wants to do.
I mean, it's fine to be selfish, you know, but it doesn't have
but
to
certain
be.
Certain times you have to actually consider people around you.
So that's
you
right.
You don't. Yeah. End up. Causing people themselves, you know, the person wants to tweak themselves to who you are, you know, forgetting the real person.
Oh boy, that guy did.
Now fuck up, guy.
Okay, so the person who won't meet you halfway, instead of attempting to understand you or what is important to you, they will just say, "This is who I am. Take it or leave it." No. That person, even relationship, like, person where they beat you, domestic violence, all that person will tell you, "Ah, sorry, this is just who I am."
Or maybe because
Auntie Rano
crediting your last with 100k every month.
Now money I go chop.
Can't walk away.
I mean, love is sweeter. When money enter, love is sweeter, but you know, I can't be receiving scars and don't be stupid. No. There's someone out there that wants to love you completely.
Yes, sir. No lies found, man.
Yeah. Person, so last but not the least, give them.
The person who always says maybe while waiting for a better option to show up.
Hey.
They use it the past time. Well, that's just what it is. Right,
don't do that. Sadly, if you have to wonder whether they are choosing you or not, then they are probably not. Okay. So we are done with that aspect. So here are some examples of what being unequivocally chosen looks like. So you're choosing, you know, person is choosing you, you're choosing the person back. So examples of people who do choose you, the person who says, "I have plans, but I'll cancel if you need me to be there."
The person who lets you know how lucky they feel to spend time with you and to have you in their lives, they don't feel bad to always tell you how much they actually do love you, how much they feel lucky to have you around, no matter who you are. Like, they
take
love
it easy. I wanna cry.
Don't do that. Don't drop a tear.
The person who says, "Of course," instead of saying, "Only if you really want me to." I mean, like,
they feel you. They make you feel like a choice. You know. The person who reaches out in advance to make plans at the time of your convenience.
Oh, yeah.
They always want to do things at your particular time, not when they feel like it's like, best for them. You know, they consider your feelings.
Consider it.
Mm-hmm. You want to do that with
that's,
them.
That's right. The person who proactively offers support, who says, "I'm here if you ever need me."
Yes.
On that statement, they touch me anytime. Oh. Guy, like, I pour out my heart to you and everything, and after, you know, giving me words of consolation, you're like, "I'm here if you ever need me, oh my God."
And they're really there when they need you. They just
I know, and it's just not just words, you get.
They don't just want to feel good, they actually mean it. Like, they have actually turned up sometimes before, you know, when they actually needed them. So
that's right, darling.
You stick for a little longer or forever if you want to.
Forever, guy, not for now, you know.
Not now.
Ayana, give the...
Okay, the person who remembers all the things that don't necessarily have to have you make a coffee, the day your dog is having surgery, the anniversary of your father's death, or your big presentation at work.
Yeah, like, they put in the extra work. They always remember the little things. Like, you don't even expect them to remember.
They remember when you had the promotion. They remember you passed out of school. They remember when they always want to celebrate those small times, not just the birthday.
Yeah, so, then the person who does not judge you and allows you to be the messy human being that we can all be sometimes.
That's the person who actually knows that you're not a perfect person.
Yes, the person who sees your flaws and accepts them, accepts you for who you are. Like, you don't have to be all perfect, you don't have to be all tush, you don't have to be all poise. I mean, you know, you are real. You are real, okay.
The person who will give you thoughtful gifts for you, who get thoughtful gifts for you, homemade soup when you
Yeah, gets me.
I'm struggling with
I'm talking about my Oha soup here, dear. Please allow me. Please, I like Oha soup. Please,
even
like, you
if
know.
a guy has to actually maybe make you that soup you actually like or that food you like, maybe while you are hard working, maybe he's on a leave and then you go to work and you're all tired. You didn't know he actually made you dinner.
God, when?
And then you just walk into the house and you're like, I've not cooked too. Honey, please give me some more time. And you'll be like, oh wow, I've already served the food.
See this thing. Oh. It doesn't have to be homemade though. Before, some people will be hoping that
I could actually try that out. I could
you know, you can't
fry plantain.
Well, it's the effort that counts, okay, and it's the thought that counts. Then the person who remembers to check in, I mean, just because like you count, like you actually matter, okay. Like,
you're the person who read a book or listen to this podcast, go to an event because they really want to understand what you're interested in.
Yeah, you know, this means a lot, you know. Then the person who is your biggest fan and cheers you on when you are scared of your audacious harebrained schemes. Like, you know, when you know that you have this presentation tomorrow and you're all nervous and, you know, maybe there's a promotion at work and you applied and all that. You're just there like, please. Ah, God, you are going to, you are the best. This will go, this will go well. I'm praying for you. You know, kill that presentation, you know.
There's nobody that you're scared of. There's nobody
that's it. You know, someone who cheers you on all your days, your bad days, your good days. Beautiful.
Having the best area. The best day ever, you know, just because of those small talks.
Yeah, true.
And then the person who will be your friend when you need them to be and not when it's convenient for them. And you're always there.
You feel I'm a bee.
It shock you.
So last but not the least, the person who is consistent. I mean, to me, like, this is the gold standard. Like,
always.
The person has to be consistent. You can't be there today and not be there tomorrow. I mean, am I a joke to you? Am I speak like me? Are you mad? I mean, forgive me, but then like this is really, I'm just being realistic, man. So let's be honest. Anyone can be awesome for a day or even for a month, but emotional safety is built on consistent behavior over a long period of time.
This is real life, man.
Over a long period of time, guys.
Every single time. There,
you get
make it like the best version of yourself.
That's right. So say this with me again: no amount of desire, intention, or effort on your part will compensate for someone not choosing you. You hear, Amabi?
Yeah.
So take your emotional energy, time, effort, and mental space, and give it to someone who deserves it. Not someone that will throw it in the trash.
Not somebody who gives you a C because
They have to give you a score. You get
just because you deserve something. You deserve to pass.
That's right.
It's actually a pass.
So yeah,
in your life, man.
That's right. So don't invest in someone based on how much you like them. Invest in someone based on how much they like you. I hope this makes sense.
Choose who choose you.
Fine.
No, do pass yourself. Oh.
No go bestie who acquaintance you. Bye guys. Enjoy the rest of your evening. I mean, it's been raining lately, so I feel like the weather has been really calm and beautiful. So stay home. Please don't put on so much weight. Sisters, brothers, pot belly loading. Cancel it, dear. Bye guys. Bye. Be amazing.